A Peoria native is chasing after his dreams on this season of The Voice. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Victor Solomon grew up singing for his friends, family, and church in Peoria. Solomon says he has always had a passion for singing and performing for people, simply to put a smile on their face. Solomon says that he and his three siblings grew up in a very tight-knit single-parent home. His mother and his siblings always encouraged him to sing from a young age.
When I was about 6 or 7 years old, I was in a room and I was singing, you know, just playing around singing. And my sister was in there as well. And she stopped me and said, "Victor, you sound like the people in the videos." And I was like, "Yo, what?" And I was just happy, you know. And from that moment on, I started singing and started singing in church, started leading songs in the Sunshine Band. And, you know, the feedback that I got from, you know, those performances as a kid really, you know, made me feel good. That, and it also, you know, singing made me feel good as well. So I just continued to sing at church, singing praise and worship team, the youth choirs, the adult choirs, and, you know, and we're here now.
Solomon says that it was a combination of passion and support from his friends and family that ultimately led him to take a chance and audition for NBC's show, The Voice.
Wow. What's your name?
So I am Victor Solomon. I am 22 years old.
Okay. Currently, Solomon says that after auditioning for the show and not getting picked the first time, he felt persistent to chase after his dreams and give it another shot.
It took me a while to think about going on the show. It was fall of 2018. I was having a conversation with a lady at my school by the name of Daphne Rogers, and she was like, when are you going on The Voice? And I'm like, what? I never really thought about going on The Voice. And she said, we got to get you on The Voice. So in 2019, in January, I flew out to New York, and that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to audition. I'm going to try it out. Didn't make it last year. You know, they reached out to me and it was like, we think you would do really good on The Voice. So that brought it back up, like them reaching out to me and saying like, your content is good on your page. I think you would do really well on the show. So I'm like, man, you know, I tried out before. Why not? Why not do it again? So excited, so grateful to be here.
Solomon says that being on the show has blown away a lot of his expectations. He says that his experiences have been incredible and he truly gives all the glory to God.
Coming on the show, you know, you think like, okay, you come on and you want, you know, exposure, you want the platform because you get like 20 million views every week. And then you gain followers, boom, right? That's the reason, you know, why I chose it. But it's been so much more than what I expected. And that's the beauty of God. You know, God blesses me. He does things that, you know, I didn't even expect to happen or that I can even think to ask.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Whoa.
Growing up singing in his church choir, he developed a passion for singing soulful gospel-like music. This inspired him to audition with the song Glory by John Legend. Solomon ultimately chose Legend to be his coach for this season. He says that being on the show and having Legend as a coach has taught him so much about music and how to craft his skill.
Music-wise, I've learned to listen to myself more while I sing. I kind of think about John as a coach as well, and you know, the things he likes and the choices he makes in his songs. Some songs you just want to let them speak for themselves, the emotion behind it, the power, the meaning behind it. That's something that I've learned. Whenever I pick a song to sing on the show, I'm thinking about that right there. So that's something that I've learned.
The Peoria High School graduate now serves as Mr. of his HBCU, North Carolina A&T. Solomon says that he is constantly being blown away by the support from his hometown and college community. He says that he is humbled by this experience and is excited for what is to come. I'm Olivia Streeter.
To learn more about Victor Solomon's journey on The Voice, go to WCBU.org.